there and welcome to Lucky Irish Law of Attraction podcast. My name is Sarah Kate and I'm a life coach and manifestation mentor. Today I'm going to be talking all about the importance of rest. But first I want to apologize for being gone the last 4 weeks. I know in my last podcast I'd said something along the lines of I will be back next week. But then the following Monday, when the podcast was meant to come out, I posted on my social media that I was taking a 4 week break. So if you're not following me on social media and you missed that, apologies. I'm luckyirish.ie on Instagram. I think it's Lucky Irish Law of Attraction on Facebook and luckyirish.ie on TikTok, which I haven't been posting enough on TikTok, but I will get there again. So I wasn't expecting to take 4 weeks off the podcast. I'm pretty sure my last episode or two of the podcast, I was saying how proud I was that I was keeping consistent and it was my 20th week, the last episode, and I was really proud of that. But life got a little bit too much and I just ended up having a really big energy crash. So the day before the last podcast was meant to come out was St. Patrick's Day, and I am on the St. Patrick's Day committee in my town, and I just hadn't been minding myself like I should. I hadn't been taking time to really look after myself and do the self-care that I normally would be doing, and I just really ended up having a really bad crash after St. Patrick's Day, and I just wasn't able. So a week or two before St. Patrick's Day, my uncle had passed away, and I ended up being in Dublin for a week unexpectedly. So then my daughter was off school, and then she was back in school for a week, and then she was off the Monday after St. Patrick's Day, and then that Friday she was getting off at 12 for 2 weeks of the Easter holidays, and just realizing how little time I was going to have with my daughter being off school so much, and I was already falling behind after she was off school that unexpected week and we weren't home for that week. I was just feeling very overwhelmed. And one thing that really I had let go, apart from my self-care, was my house. My house got really, really badly cluttered. I was in the process of decluttering some things before my uncle passed away, and there was like bags of stuff that I'd been sorting, and there was so much stuff in my dining room that I walked through to get from the hall to the kitchen. And it just started getting very, very overwhelming. But because of St. Patrick's Day, I just kept putting it off and going out and doing different things that I needed to get done for the festival. And whilst I could have said, oh, I'm not available, and put my boundaries in place there, I really didn't. And I just kept dropping everything because I suppose at the time it felt easier to do than deal with everything that was going on in the house with all the clutter and everything else. And then, yeah, it just got to be really overwhelming. And then after St. Patrick's Day, I just felt this huge crash in energy. And for the next week, I just wasn't really able to achieve very much. It was like I was frozen in time a little bit, and time was just going by so fast, but I wasn't getting anything done. I don't know if you've ever experienced that. Sometimes I find when things can be very overwhelming, and maybe you've a lot going on in your mind or whatever, that it is so much harder to get things done, and you just don't know where to start because it all just feels too much and the task feels too big. So I decided to take the 4 week break from the podcast because I knew my daughter was going to be off then the 2 weeks of Easter, and then she was only back the Monday, which was last Monday, back to school, and that wouldn't have really given me much time. So now my daughter has been back in school for a week, and I've finally managed to really get on top of my house again, and that was literally only in the last week because, again, over the Easter, we were here, there and everywhere. We weren't home a lot with different things going on. And then when I was home, again, I was just exhausted and couldn't bring myself to do it. But really, ultimately, I just needed to allow myself to rest, which is something that I've always struggled with because I just find it hard doing nothing. But rest isn't doing nothing, and I've had to really allow myself to realize that and really accept that that is such a crucial thing that I needed and that everybody needs in life at times. So if you are feeling overwhelmed and everything is a little bit too much, sometimes the best thing to do is nothing and just to take that step back and allow yourself to rest. I was feeling overwhelmed with not just the house, but other things going on. And just yesterday I resigned from being a Scouts leader, which I only began being not that long ago. But I just kept feeling overwhelmed, and when texts would come in about meetings and stuff, instead of being excited and looking forward to it, I just felt this heaviness of it, and I was really feeling it just wasn't right for me right now. And it was a really hard thing to do, to let them know that I would be taking a step back and not being a leader right now. But they were all so lovely and understanding and just telling me to look after myself. And that's something that a few years ago I never would have been able to do. I would have just kept pushing on, whether I felt good about it or not, because I really, really hate letting people down. And I often will keep going and doing things at the expense of myself because I don't want to let anybody down. But realizing that I'm not my best self and not doing as good of a job as I should be because I'm not in that right space and it's just not sitting right with me is really, really powerful. And letting myself say that actually this isn't working for me right now, and whilst I really appreciate the organization and all they've done, it's just not something that I'm meant to be doing right now, and I need to listen to myself with that. So that was really hard to say all that yesterday to them. I actually discussed it with my daughter because I'd been thinking about it for a good while, but I just knew I needed to say something. So I talked to my daughter about it because I was one of her leaders in the Scouts, and she was very accepting of me needing a break and was like, just be honest with how you're feeling and that it's maybe not right for you right now. And that was really helpful, even though that's something that I should have been able to come up with myself. Sometimes when things are a bit overwhelming and you're a little bit emotional about it, sometimes this simple answer can be really hard to come to, and just talking to somebody about it that you can trust to give honest feedback is really, really helpful. Even if it's an 8-year-old little girl, she can give amazing advice. So yeah, now I am feeling so much better, so much lighter. My house is still not where I want it to be. I still have a lot of like deep cleaning and different organizing things to do, but it's getting there. And for me, the clutter really overwhelms me, and when the house is messy, it really affects my mood. Some people are fine with messy homes and clutter everywhere, and they thrive in that environment, and that's absolutely fine, whatever works for you. But for me, it really doesn't work for me. It really affects me mentally, physically, emotionally. It just does not work. So now that I'm starting to get my house back in order, it's definitely feeling so much better, and I definitely feel like I have a new lease of life now, which is great, because for a while there, as I said, I definitely was frozen in time, and that is really why I haven't been recording the podcast, because they would have been no good because I was not in the best place and I really just didn't have the energy for it. And that's okay. I am back now and I feel a lot more rested, although rest is still something that I'm definitely going to make sure that I'm getting a lot more of going forward, and just being okay with doing the bare minimum at times and just allowing myself to rest. So I just want to discuss the importance of rest right now for manifestation. So it supports various aspects of mental, emotional and physical well-being that are essential for effective manifestation. So rest contributes to the process of manifestation by giving clarity of intentions. It allows the mind to relax and unwind, promoting clarity of thought and helping individuals define their intentions with greater precision. This clarity is essential for setting clear and specific goals during manifestation. So for me, the rest period allowed me to really get clear and get clarity on the fact that being a Scouts leader for me right now is not something that is right for me, and it is not something that is getting me towards any of my goals that I am working towards. So I feel if I hadn't given myself that break, I would still be in that go, go, go mentality, and I wouldn't have been able to gain that clarity. Then rest also provides an opportunity for visualization exercises where individuals can mentally rehearse their desired outcome in a relaxed state. Visualization techniques are powerful tools for manifestation as they help align the subconscious mind with conscious desires. So this is something that I've been doing so much in the last couple of weeks, or few weeks, probably since the Easter holidays. I've been doing so much visualization during my relaxation, and it's been really, really lovely. I have created various playlists on Spotify. For me, listening to music really helps me visualize various scenarios that I can go through in my head that make me feel good. So I really use music a lot to enhance my visualization process. And if I put on a playlist and I just want to think about a certain thing that I'm working on manifesting, I find that really helpful. So if you're big into music and you find music moves you and makes you feel different things, but you haven't used it for visualization, I'd highly recommend it. If there's certain songs that speak to you that would be to do with something that you're working on manifesting, maybe it's getting a new home, maybe it's meeting somebody new, or getting out there more, socializing, and certain songs make you feel that and make you really be in the moment thinking about that, then I really highly recommend you try that out. Rest also helps reduce stress levels, which is crucial for effective manifestation. High levels of stress can create mental and emotional barriers that impede the manifestation process, whereas a relaxed state supports a more open and receptive mindset. So I was very, very highly stressed 4 weeks ago. I was not in a great place. I was very, very overwhelmed. And now that I've allowed myself to rest, I am definitely in a much better state mentally and emotionally. But also, I've already noticed the ease of manifestation again, whereas I definitely was blocked. For example, I've been doing really well with my savings, and then money just started flying out all of a sudden for various different things, and it was not coming back in so easily. But now that I'm back in a much more relaxed state, I'm finding the ebb and flow is so much more balanced, and things are really starting to come together again, and I can really feel more manifestations coming into play. And yeah, I really, really have noticed the stress reduction. It also rejuvenates the body and the mind and gives you increased energy, providing the energy and vitality needed to take inspired action towards manifesting goals. When well rested, individuals are more motivated, focused, and proactive in pursuing their desires. 100%. I will be very honest right now. This morning was the first morning in many, many weeks that I got up out of bed and I meditated and I did body balance, which is like a mixture of Tai Chi, Pilates, and yoga, which is the way I wish to start my day every morning. But I haven't, because everything going on, and I just wasn't taking that inspired action because it was like I was in survival mode. But now, because I feel more rested, I have that increased energy and I'm so much more focused, and I'm like, well, this is the person I wish to be, is a person that gets up and meditates in the morning and does my body balance and really starts my day well with nice time spent with my daughter, listening to music, having breakfast and all that. It was a really lovely morning, but I hadn't had that in quite some time. And if you feel like you have kind of lost your consistency with things that really do help support you with fear, like self-care or manifestation, that's okay. Sometimes life takes over. But if you don't put so much pressure on yourself that you need to be doing this, this, and this, but instead just focus on allowing yourself to rest first, everything else will start to flow back in. So just really be kind to yourself and allow yourself to rest if you are feeling that overwhelmed state at the moment. I know a lot of people around me, myself included, found the eclipse very heavy as well, the energy. So yeah, it's okay to just take a step back and allow yourself to rest and say, actually, I can't do everything right now. What do I really have to do that I can't let go, and what can I put off, or say, actually, can somebody else do that, because I need to take some things off my plate right now, and that's okay. So then, rest fosters a sense of harmony and alignment with the natural flow of the universe. By practicing relaxation techniques such as meditation or deep breathing during rest, individuals can cultivate a deeper connection with their inner selves and the universal energy that supports manifestation. So, as I said, this morning was the first morning in a long time that I've actually meditated. Now, I have been doing a bit of deep breathing over the last little while. I've also been singing more, which definitely aids my deep breathing and connection. But for me, when things are too overwhelming, I can't sit there and meditate. I'm just, my mind is too frazzled, and I find that really stressful. And for some people, they can be in a state of chaos and then be able to go and sit and meditate, and that's amazing. But I'm definitely not one of them. But for me, even just doing a simple little breathing exercise as I'm going about my day, being more mindful, or as I said, singing for me really helps as well, regulate my breathing and just give me that sense of calm. So don't be putting pressure on yourself if you can't meditate right now. That's okay, but what can you do? What works for you? And always go with what works for you. There's no one size fits all. Then during rest, the brain consolidates memories, processes emotions, and integrates new information, optimizing cognitive function. This enhanced brain function facilitates positive thinking patterns and empowers individuals to maintain a mindset of abundance and possibility. Rest promotes emotional stability by allowing individuals to recharge and replenish their emotional reserves. Emotional balance is crucial for manifestation as it helps individuals maintain a positive attitude and overcome obstacles with resilience and determination. So, emotional balance is something that I feel like I was completely off whack with. So I'm going to be honest, St. Patrick's Day for me was not a great day. At one stage, my daughter was missing. She ended up just going down to the community co-op with some friends, but I didn't know that, and I was frantically running around town trying to find her and ended up having an anxiety attack when somebody finally called to let me know that she was down there after running around the town trying to find her. And it really felt like I couldn't catch my breath for a while, but it was, my emotional balance was really out of whack. But then later on that evening, somebody was extremely rude to me when I was with some friends in the pub, and I ended up, I don't like drama, so I just walked away, but I went into the bathroom and I ended up having a full-blown panic attack, which I hadn't had a panic attack in several years. I can't even remember the last time I had a panic attack. So my emotional balance was completely out of whack because I had not been allowing myself to rest, and everything, I was just highly, highly sensitive, and I wasn't able to process things, and everything just felt so overwhelming. So after all of that, the next day, that's why I didn't record the podcast and I took the 4-week break. And because I've allowed myself to rest, I'm feeling in such a better place. So what I would like to say to you is, if you do feel like you are not getting enough rest, but you feel like maybe there's not time to rest, please look at all that you have going on and see, is there anything that you can ask somebody else to take on? Or can you take a step back from, like, I've just taken a step back from being a scouts leader right now, and I was going to be going to Dublin over the weekend. I was there over the Easter for a while, and I just said no, even though I really wanted to go. One of my friends from secondary school was having a big party and everyone was going, and I really wanted to be able to see everyone because some of them I haven't seen in quite some time. But it just, the driving 2 hours, 15 minutes there and back over the weekend, it just wasn't right for me, and I needed to put myself first and allow myself to rest. So what is on your schedule that you can cancel, that you can postpone, that you can ask somebody else to take over? And what type of rest would really be good for you right now? So sometimes it could just be lying in bed and having a little bit of a day nap. Maybe it's just playing some music in an evening and painting your nails, or doing some yoga, or going for a mindful walk. Whatever feels restful for you that you are not getting enough in your life, because it really has so many benefits. And I know, had I not allowed myself to rest in the last while, I would not be okay right now. because I wasn't okay and I really did need that rest. So I hope that all makes sense. If you have any questions, please let me know. You can write to me on Instagram, luckyirish.ie, or Lucky Irish Law of Attraction on Facebook. I also have Lucky Irish Law of Attraction Community. It's a free Facebook group. It's quite a small Facebook group, but I am going to be working on growing it, and I am going to be planning a gratitude challenge for sometime in May, because gratitude is key for just uplifting your mood and manifesting. It is so simple yet so powerful. And I did a gratitude book. It was a new book called Grateful as Fuck in January, and it was really powerful. And I usually do like the magic by Rhonda Byrne once a year, but I've done some gratitude challenges that I've made myself with groups before, and I find them really powerful, especially when you're doing it with other people. So I will be setting that up soon to begin in May. So if you would like to get involved with that and you're not in the Facebook group, feel free to join Lucky Irish Law of Attraction Community on Facebook. And yeah, let me know if you have any questions or if you have any topics that you'd like me to cover going forward. I hope you all have a good week, and I will 100% be back next Monday to chat more things Lucky Irish Law of Attraction. Have a good one. Bye.